The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information contained herein and provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended and shall not be construed as legal advice. And with that, enjoy the show.
You spoke, we listened.
Our number one product, the Divorce Crash Course, is now available as a private podcast.
So for $150, you'll have access to listen to the DCC just like you're listening to this episode right now. You can watch the DCC and you'll get the printable workbook.
More importantly, you'll get insider information to save up to thousands of dollars on your divorce.
The Divorce Crash Course, expert divorce guidance for a fraction of the price. Check out the link in our show notes or visit thedivorcecrashcourse.com. The process of getting divorced might suck, but you don't have to suck at getting divorced.
You have found the only divorce podcast that's hosted by a family law attorney and a recovering comedian. Get ready for action steps, empathy, and a lot of laughs.
This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. Well, we are finally back after taking a longer break than what we anticipated. We're recording this episode a little bit in an untraditional way. Morgan is sitting in her office instead of at her home studio, and I am sitting in my father's office in San Antonio, Texas, which is where I was raised because my grandmother, my Bubby, died this week. And I am down here managing all of that. And it has been a mess, friends. And anybody who's listening to this show, you're going through it. Your life is in some version of a mess right now, too. So you all know how life works. And we appreciate everybody's patience with our little show, because we're just a touch behind on everything. But we wanted to make sure that we got this episode out because the message is really important. And funny enough, we're talking about manipulation today. And I have to say, God rest her soul, Rhoda Rappaport, my Bubby, was the master manipulator. Nobody can make you feel worse than Rhoda Rappaport, but she would not stand for somebody else manipulating you. So with that, Morgan, how the hell are you?
I have nothing to complain about after what you've been through. And so thinking about you for sure, and thinking about Rhoda Rappaport, and when you just said that, what comes to mind about her is never hustle a hustler. Right? She's not going to be hustled. She's fine to manipulate you and hustle you, but if you come back at her, oh, watch out.
Watch out. And that's the energy that I want everyone to channel. Okay? I want everybody right now, you got to dig in, and I want you all to channel your inner Rhoda. My Bubby was 98 years old. She was raised during the Depression era. This is a New York Jewish woman who wasn't going to take shit from anybody. She made her presence known, and she was not going to be pushed around. And I think that for so many people, when you are navigating the beginning of a divorce, the middle of a divorce, the end of the divorce, or maybe you haven't even started the process, you're in a weakened state, which means you are likely going to fall victim to somebody manipulating you. And you get people manipulate when they want something, right? And you guys don't need us to tell you that there's a lot of this that goes on. But what we're going to help you out with today is, what do you look out for? How do you prepare for if this is going to happen? And what exactly should you do so you don't end up screwing yourself because you fell for some of this manipulation?
And everyone, I walk with clients through this all the time. So that's exactly what we're going to map out for you today. What are the major manipulation tactics to look out for in your divorce? What do you do? And especially when they're trying to be used on you.
Right. So let's start with the pre-divorce section, okay? So when I think of pre-divorce, one of the things that I think of, Morgan, is somebody who makes their spouse miserable, but they're being manipulative because they won't actually pull up their panties and just file for a divorce. because they're kind of like manipulating the other person to make the move.
That is so true. I see it so many times, and it's so frustrating when this is happening. And so you've got, let's use our favorite couple, Chad and Brenda. Let's just say you've got Brenda. Brenda doesn't really want to be married anymore, but Brenda doesn't want to pull the trigger. Brenda wants to feel like she's the victim, right? So what does she do? She's miserable. Obviously, Chad's miserable, but Chad's trying to work on it. And what does Brenda do? Brenda's like, I don't want to be looked at as the one that filed for divorce first, even though I'm miserable. So I'm going to either, this is what I see. I either see them going out of their way to make Chad so miserable that he has to file for divorce, or they kind of just turn off the I don't care button, or turn it on, I should say, and then go do whatever they want to do. So they're not in the marriage. Maybe they're having another relationship. Maybe they're leaving Chad with the kids all the time. They're just like, you do you. I'm out. I'm living my life. And then Chad's like, now what do I do? So that is manipulation pre-divorce.
So I have an acronym. You guys know I love acronyms. And I'm going to give out this acronym. And then I want to go back and analyze the scenario we just talked about and apply this so we can kind of help people with a real life example on what to do. So the acronym we're going to use is WTF. Does not stand for what the fuck. The W does stand for want. And what it means is, what do they want? Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. There's a reason why they're manipulating you. So what we have to think about with that W is the why. What do they want? The T stands for three. I want you to be three steps ahead. This is a game of chess. I want you to start thinking strategically on how you should respond to this manipulation. And then the F stands for facts. You gotta stick to facts. And this is really important, because by sticking to facts, you're gonna help yourself remove any emotion out of this manipulation. So again, WTF, what do they want? Be three steps ahead and stick to facts. So let's talk about Brenda and Chad. So Brenda, you already kind of hinted at the want. She wants to be the victim. She doesn't want to be the one who filed for divorce, because if she makes Chad so miserable that Chad files, then naturally everybody feels sorry for Brenda, right?
Right. Or maybe she wants a divorce, but either can't articulate it. Maybe she doesn't know it. There are things that she could want. So I suggest that you actually write down, and I know it's going to hurt and suck, but write it down. What could Brenda possibly want in this situation?
And then three steps ahead. So if you're Chad and you know that you're being manipulated, it's attached to the want, right? Once you kind of figure out that, then you're like, okay, so how do I need to respond, knowing that, and I'm just saying, let's say that Brenda has an affinity for drama, right? Brenda loves things to be, massive deal. Oh, Chad left me and it's horrible. And what am I to do? And da, 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 right? So if you know that that's the case, then you need to think, how should you behave to mitigate some of this drama, so that you're not falling deeper into this, see, he screamed at me, he is an asshole, and everything is horrible. And then stick to facts. If you know that Brenda could behave in this way, and when you speak to Brenda, everything needs to be fact-driven.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. And here's the thing, if you actually work it out and use the WTF acronym, things might come to you that maybe otherwise were not really clear. And I agree with Andrea. Usually when somebody is trying to manipulate you, they want something. So you have to identify right away, what do you think that it is that they possibly could want?
Here's another very common way that somebody can manipulate you at the beginning of the divorce process. Ready for it?
Ready.
You know what? I don't think we should use attorneys. We don't need attorneys. I think that we can work all this out on our own. We'll save the money. This is money that our kids need for college.
I love that one. That one is so, so big. It's like, and usually when people buy into that manipulation and go down this road of, okay, you know, I'm going to try to do it without attorneys, by the time it gets to the attorneys, which it inevitably does because it's all messed up, it is so messy that trying to figure out and unwind and like tell the client what the law is and that this doesn't work and here's why, it's a mess. You don't want to do that.
I want to spend a minute and highlighting what the mess looks like, because I think that for you and me, Morgan, we know this because we talk about this every day. But to somebody listening to it, they're, what if they're like, yes, my spouse has said this, but I don't know, what's this mess that you're referring to? What could really go wrong?
Well, they won't know. The mess is that they certainly won't know what the law is. Even if you're Googling it, it's not the same as a lawyer. So you won't know what the law is if you have kids with regards to what does your jurisdiction do with regards to parenting time? How do they view that? Is it always 50-50? Is it you start it and every other weekend? Where do you start? And or is the court going to even approve what schedule we've come up with? So that's number one. On the finances, I see a lot of really bad financial deals being made because one side is usually a little more savvy on the finances than the other side. And so I see deals that are made or that don't take into consideration super important facts like, hey, by the way, I'm going to take all the cash. It's a 50-50 division. Let's just say this. I'm going to take all the cash and you take all the retirement because I know you want to retire. That might be a horrible deal because you're not taking into consideration the tax consequences. So those are the things that without lawyers, you won't know necessarily. And if you come to a lawyer later, it could be really messy trying to unwind what you did.
So let's WTF this one. So if your spouse does not want to use attorneys, well, you know what they want? They don't want a governing body over this divorce. Well, now let's stay three steps ahead. Why would somebody not want professionals? Again, would you let your spouse perform hand surgery on you? You know, Morgan, you don't need a doctor. You're fine. Let me do this. Well, I mean, no. Like, come on.
The answer is no.
I didn't see to the funeral director this week. Look, you guys, I know what you do. I'm sure it's a great job, but I got this. I got a shovel in my backyard. I'm going to DIY this thing. It'll be fine. No, but think, why would somebody want to do that? Stays three steps ahead. I'm not implying that every single person who wants to do this thing without attorneys is trying to screw you. But I'm kind of implying that they want to screw you. So, but friends think and stick to facts. Let's phrase this up, Morgan. What could we say that would be fact-driven that somebody could say back to their spouse? If, let's just say, in this case, let's say the husband does not want to use attorneys, right? And we've got a wife listening right now. What could she say that wouldn't be inflammatory?
Mm-hmm. She could say, and again, it goes both ways. It's not always the woman that doesn't know the finances. It could be the men. So it goes both ways. So what she could say is, hey, I appreciate that you might not want to use an attorney, or maybe you want to keep costs down, but I don't feel comfortable or competent in the financials, and I would like to know what I don't know. So I'm going to at least consult with an attorney.
Okay, what you just said was exactly what I was thinking. And tell me, Morgan, because I'm literally going off the top of my head here and my brain hasn't worked in several days, but could somebody say, I totally hear you and I too would love to save money if that's the best thing for us to do. I would like to consult with somebody. Like, what if you didn't right off the bat say, no, I don't know the finances. Like, I don't know if I would want to show that hand, I think is what I'm saying. I wonder if the smartest thing to do is to say, I want to consult with somebody first. Or do you even have to tell your spouse that you want to consult with somebody? Could you just consult with somebody on the side and get that information and then go back and say, you know what? I'm not comfortable moving forward without an attorney.
I see it all the ways. So I see people doing it where they're quietly consulting with an attorney. That's totally fine if you want to do that. Sometimes where it can bite you is, you know, so if you're quietly consulting with an attorney, you're going to know things that your spouse isn't going to know. So you're going to go back to them and try to negotiate. And they're going to be like, where the hell is, you know, Morgan getting this information? So that's one way to do it, not a problem. Another way is to just be more vanilla and say, yeah, I'm just not comfortable. I want to consult, and then we'll talk about it. The thing is you have to think about your own situation. So it's not a one size fits all. And that's what kind of Andrea is getting at. And I agree with that. It's not one size fits all. We're just giving you options of what you could do.
So, okay, let's stick with things that are emotionally charged here. The children. We mentioned the kids earlier, like, oh, let's save money so the kids go to college. But how about what you're doing is really hurting the kids?
Yeah, that one you hear all the time. And so let's think about this in our WTF acronym. So what do they want, right? A lot of times what people want when I'm seeing that is they either want more parenting time, they don't want a divorce, they don't want a breakup, they don't want somebody to move out of the house, things like that. There's always an ulterior motive. You want to be three steps ahead of this because you want to be talking to a lawyer to say, hey, they're making allegations that I'm hurting the kids. This is what's really going on. Is this going to be an issue for me in the future? Think ahead and then stick to the facts again. Kids and children, really emotional topics. So talk about what's been happening, black and white, save the emotion for another day. Try to just stick to the facts when you're talking to the lawyer about these allegations.
And I want to say this as the one who went through this, and obviously as a mommy, everybody, the kids are going to get hurt, but you might not be doing something that is intentionally hurting the kids. And a lot of times when somebody uses that kind of language, the real want there is just control. It's not so much that they don't, it goes beyond, oh, they don't want the divorce or they want more parenting time. It's typically a means to control, which is where you have to let those types of comments emotionally go in one ear and out the other, but then your brain needs to turn on and be prepared for what could possibly come next. And this is where you really want, from like a legal standpoint, dot your I's and cross your T's and just be aware that, you know, there could, that somebody has some other motive here, possibly.
That's right. And you know, one thing is when you're starting to see these types of manipulations, this is the perfect time when maybe you want to start thinking about if you're communicating on the fabulous app, Our Family Wizard or OFW, does that take some of that manipulation out of the system? Because remember, OFW or Our Family Wizard is Andrea and my favorite app for co-parents. And the reason is because one, you can monitor the communication. You know if they opened it. There's a tone meter on it. You also, if you're in a court process, can have other people log in and see how you're communicating. So you're kind of, everything you're putting in there is evidence-based. So if there is manipulation, it's pretty easy to see it.
And I think that if you need the manipulation, what's the word? Like, it's not going to stop, but it's going to sort of, you can control when you're getting all these messages. So if you need to preserve your sanity while all this is going on, because again, you can't stop 100% what somebody else is doing, but Our Family Wizard gives you the ability to not have it be in your face via text message all the time. So I'm so glad you mentioned that, Morgan. And it's our go-to recommendation for parenting apps because it is so smart and so safe to use. And guys, they do an exclusive deal with us. We are the only platform that can give you a discount on it. So if you go in our show notes, the code is, if you go to ourfamilywizard.com/notstuck20, you get 20% off of, I believe it's your first year of using it. So Our Family Wizard is phenomenal. Speaking of children and family, how about when someone starts using the family against you? Like, you were so close to my family, and now my mom hates you.
Yep. I just had this happen the other day. And it's like, you had this great relationship with my father, and now he can't stand you. And so again, WTF, why are they saying this to you? That's the first thing. What do they want? Well, usually when they're doing that, they're kind of like out of control and they're just doing it to hurt you because they're hurting. So that is exactly why they're doing it. And then you just want to stay three steps ahead. I mean, number one, you've got enough on your plate. You don't really have to be worrying about what the other side's family thinks about you at this point. But if you are, you can always reach out and figure out if that's even true or not. Again, you don't want to involve more third parties in your marriage or your divorce. But if it's really bothering you, that's out there. Again, that's the F, get the facts if you want them. You might not want them or might not need them.
But there's one thing that I think we need to mention with the family. There could be another reason. And I'm going to bring up something specific. And Morgan, I want you to remind everybody of something that you witnessed where, let's just say, don't bring my dad up. Don't bring my dad into this. My dad is old and he's sick and you're causing him stress with all of this stuff that you're doing. Sometimes, friends, there's another reason why they're using their family against you, because sometimes mom and dad might know something that can hurt their case.
Yep, you're so right. So this happens quite a lot, especially in family businesses. So if the family is involved in a business and the business is at issue in a divorce, a lot of times, unfortunately, when you're trying to figure out what this business looks like, what it does, who owns it, whether it's marital or non-marital, there will be times that you have to discuss things with the family through your experts, through a deposition, whatever it is. So a lot of times we see the other side, the side who is part of the family business, starting to do that. Don't bring my dad into it. He's sick. You know that he's losing it. You know that this is going to stress him out and this could make him like push him over the edge. Don't do it. So now you're feeling guilt and manipulation. And what's the reason? They don't want you to have that information. They don't want you to have necessary information for your case.
Or maybe they don't want to go to jail. Don't we have a story about a dad? Didn't you have something, Morgan, where you witnessed like years ago? Well, maybe he didn't go to jail. Some guy was lying about something and then dad came in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep. In court. So yeah, that's it. If you get the information you need, that could solidify some of your case. And so there are times that family members, unfortunately, have the information you need for your case.
Remind everybody of that story. I think the one I'm thinking of was dad picking a kid up from school. Is that the one?
Yes. So dad picked up a child from school when it was mom's time. And he basically came into court and lied about the reasoning as to why, you know, he had his father pick up the children from school. He was just trying to pick up the kids when it wasn't his time. It was mom's time. And so he came in and said, you know, I don't know why my dad picked the kids up from school, like acting like his dad just randomly would go there. But he didn't know that I had subpoenaed the dad to come to court to testify as to what happened. And the first time that I had him come up, the first question I asked is, why did you pick up the kids on this day? And he said, well, you know, Johnny told me to do it, his son. Immediately, the judge threw Johnny in jail. So, you know, those things happen. And unfortunately, that's when you have to bring in the family. But I want to hit up one other manipulation that seems to be an issue before we kind of wrap up. Let's just say that there is something going on with the other spouse, meaning let's just say that the spouse is, you know, a drinker, maybe a drug user, maybe parties, maybe has people on the side, that kind of thing. And they don't want their spouse to find out about it. So what I've seen from manipulation is that they go to the spouse and they start trying to make themselves be the martyr, being like, everyone's out to get me. I feel very sad about this divorce. You know, I will take care of you. Can we just like agree that we're not going to dig into the finances? I will be even more generous if we just don't look at the dig into it, meaning get discovery and documents immediately. WTF. Why? What does this person want? Well, they don't want this person, their spouse, to look into the finances. Why? Because things are in there that they don't want the spouse to see. And so again, three steps ahead, let's get in front of it. You're going to be talking to your lawyer about why this is happening, what may be at issue, and then you're going to find the facts. So in this case, when this happens to my client, I'm saying, I can't tell you, yeah, just walk away from it. There's clearly something in there that they're hiding. So it's your decision what to do. But I don't think just agreeing to do this because they're trying to manipulate you is a good idea.
The intention behind this episode is to take a beat before you respond. We are all so quick to respond to manipulation, right? Like whether it was, you know, my bubby who wanted you to come over at 4 o'clock instead of stopping by the next day, you know, or if it's something major, there's manipulation in every day, and everybody does it. But when you're going through a divorce and the stakes are high and you've got big stuff on the table, kids, money, your home, your business, everything that you've worked for, you have to stop and think and be smart before you respond. So using WTF is going to help you. What do they want? Be 3 steps ahead. And that's to help you start thinking strategically and stick to facts. And again, you want to stick to the facts, because that's going to help you remove the emotion. And the only way that you're going to make smart decisions during this process is if you remind yourself that this is a business and there's not emotion in business decisions, or maybe there shouldn't be in order to make the smartest business decision.
And I would say this too, you might be in a situation where you're not sure if you're getting manipulated. So that's why let's use the acronym WTF. Let's write down the different scenarios so that you can work through it in your head. I know a lot of people want to give their ex-spouse or their spouse the benefit of the doubt. Totally understandable, but let's figure out why they're doing what they're doing and whether it is true manipulation. That said, Andrea and I know that divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Someday it's day by day, and other days it's hour by hour. This process can be training, and we're here for you.
That's right. We're going to be there. We're here to hold your hand on every single moment of this process. Please join our private community if you haven't joined the private community. If you really liked this episode because you felt like, oh my God, you guys really helped me wrap my head around this topic, then you will love our DCC, our Divorce Crash Course. This private podcast will hold your hand through so many major divorce decisions, and you get a printable workbook where you can keep track of everything. We love, love, love our DCC. Reach out to us, follow us on our social channels. And if you are following us on our social channels, please know that it's been quiet on there for the last few days and will probably be quiet. I need another few days to sort of wrap my head around everything that's gone on in my life. But we love you all, and we are here to support you and guide you through this process.
And please, if you like our podcast, rate and review us. It means the world. It allows us to bring on fabulous guests. And guess what? You can do it anonymously. Be Brenda from Boston. I don't care. Put a name in there that you want to be. Or Chad from Florida. That was actually somebody who left a message. So we appreciate that. But it does enable us to do better shows and the best that we can do.
That's right, you guys. And remember, even on your very, very, very hardest day, you, my friend, got this.
And we have got you.